We got a very special guest that just walked up in this motherfucker right now.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite rappers of all time. Top 10 MCs ever. My man, E-40 Fonzarelli.
What's happening? What's happening with you, baby?
Oh, what up, though, man?
What's calculating, dog?
Yo, what happened with you and Biggie back in the day, man? I want to hear it from you.
Put it this way. Biggie, back in the days, had said something about in a magazine in Canada. And it wasn't, you know, it was just, he was talking about Spice One, you know, from a scale of 1 to 10, he'd say Spice One, you know, a 2.
Right.
E-40, a 0. I hate that dude. Like, what, bro, you ain't even never met me. Why you hate me? Like, you know what I mean? So anyway, it ain't nothing, it's nothing spectacular, but the way it went down, he came out to, you know, Sacramento,
right?
You know what I mean? And just put it this way, I just gave him a pass. You know, we talked, you know what I mean? And after that, you know what I mean, some things went down. I gave him a pass. I don't want to go through all the details because people know, you know what I mean? But put it this way, you know what I mean? It's like this. At the end of the day, bruh, you know what I mean, talk highly about a motherfucker, and he really, you know, I think that what happened was, I think that they had got him hella perking out there because they were saying that he got in some Canadian magazine telling him to get hella perking. But I don't know if it was, you know, the truth serum come out when you're drinking. You feel me? So I don't know if that's from his heart what he said. But anyway, he switched that shit around later on. But like I say, we didn't have no problems before he passed and none of that shit. You know, everybody know I love Pac, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, Puffy, me and Puffy had spoke way back then. This is, you know how long ago this shit jumped up?
Like, I know
1996, and it resurfaced.
With
it
the really beef wasn't. DVD.
Right,
and
right.
Then when it gets played, that's why I wanted to hear it from your mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
So did some dudes roll up and hand Biggie the phone and said, 40 want to speak to you?
Yep.
And then you spoke to him.
He power out. You know what I mean?
It's pretty gangster, dog.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that to somebody.
You know, but.
I'm going to do that to the meter man.
I'm going
to
tell you one
ticket.
Part, though, that's not true. And I want to tell y'all this shit. I'm going to keep it 100.
All right.
I didn't book the concert. It just so happened that niggas knew I was upset about the situation, and some of my folks was out there, you know what I mean, and got at him.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I got on, they gave me the phone, and I powwowed with dude and had them get him up out of there and told my dudes to back up like a sea crab.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, he went back to the hotel and got back safe.
That's G. That's cool.
So that's how that shit went. And after that, you know, you got to realize he did some interviews with on MTV and a lot of other ones. That, you know, I fuck with 40, you know what I mean? He wanted me on the last album, Life After Death. I think, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know if I was just moving and grooving and what the situation was. It didn't happen. You know, I hate that both of them dudes is gone, you know, Biggie and Pac, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, bro, I mean, you never know. I don't know what the future holds. We don't know if they would have made a new album together or what, they would have continued to, you know, go at it.